Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 41. The Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And it reads, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble and hard, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And that's Matthew 11, 28 through 30. This passage is really one of my favorites. I have a lot of favorites, but this one is because I do have a hard time differentiating when it's upon me, the difference between tiredness and weariness. Like it says in the reading, tiredness is when I've actually done some physical exertion. But what I suffer from a lot is weariness, where my thinking has gotten off, meaning that it's not godly, it's not biblical, and I can't even pinpoint when it got off. All I know is that I want to sit down and do nothing. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit. And if I do anything, I just want to either do like the Israelites did, grumble. And I don't even need other people to grumble with me. I can do a very good job at in my own thinking. I'm going over stuff that is actually not my business to be going over. And then worse is when I get involved with other people and I gossip. I start gossiping. And I have to remember, you know, gossiping is when I am speaking in a negative way, especially when the person is not even present, whoever the person is. I'm not looking for a solution. I'm just venting. I'm venting about a lot of things, and that when I continue to do that, whether I'm doing it with another person or whether I'm doing it in my mind, it will make me weary. And weariness, like I said, I don't get very much done in weariness. Nothing, of course, that has eternal, anything that has an eternal ability, you know, it won't happen when I am feeling weary. So I want to look at this this passage, and what is it that I'm supposed to learn? And the Lord starts that passage off that says, "Come to me, come to me." And I've often shared, and I try to keep doing this day by day, so that I never stop. And that is that when I wake up, I try to bring my mind to the Lord, to remember who I am and what He has done in my life. Because this is what I have learned. There is nothing more important than the Lord. Nothing is more important than the Lord. And He has given me new life, and He has given me a commission. He's given me marching orders. Now, in a day's time, I wear many hats. I wear the hat as a mother. I wear the hat as a wife. I wear the hat as the one who is the CEO, if you want to call it that, a Bible for food. I wear many hats. But there's only one hat, when it comes down to it, that really matters day in and day out. And that is, I am a child of the living King who has given me new life. And He gave me new life because someone walked and believed in Him. And they lived their life before me in such a way that I knew the way they were living was the way that I wanted my life to be lived. And I found out from them, you know, how they read the Bible, And these were people, many, and they weren't just one person, but there were many people. One of them was a woman who I worked with at one time, and she was definitely an example of someone who walked with the Lord and read the Word and spent time with the Word. But some people were people who were on radio, and I didn't even know some of them had died. They were just the recordings that I had. But I would listen to them, and I could hear it in their voice. They were not lying. They believed that they had a personal relationship with the Lord. I knew it, and I could see it. I could touch it, even though I couldn't touch them. And I would listen to them, and I would listen to them talk about being in the Word. And I would hear them when we would, they would, sometimes the Word would be read online, and then they would talk about it, and I would think, how did they get that from the Word? I read the same thing, but it has passed me over. And I came to understand that as I grow closer to the Lord, as He sees that I am serious about following Him and not trying to get the accolades of the world, He gives me more. He gives me more and more. And so every day I have an opportunity. If I want to receive more from Him, then I need to give Him more of me. I really do. So this Bible verse says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. You know, when I start not minding my own business, it gets burdensome to me. I worry. I worry about things, and I don't have to worry about anything. I need to stop, drop, and pray. You know, I was out of town twice. One time we were in Florida, and another time I, by myself, was in California. And I was so grateful because I remember when we were in Florida, what happened is that they canceled our flight going home. It was a time when the weather was really bad, and they had canceled our flight. And usually, you know, my husband, he's the one, he has just a temperament that doesn't usually get riled up, but I was in the bathroom, and I heard him go, oh, no, you know, like then I didn't know what had happened, and I came out, and he told me that they had canceled the flight, and I was so grateful because, you know, the whole time that we had been in Florida, I had made, you know, I had done what I was supposed to do, which for me means that when I wake up in the morning, I give God the first fruits. And I'm no saint in telling you this. I'm not trying to even get accolades. I'm telling you this, and I've learned this from Hard Knocks. I never know what a day is going to hold for me. I never know that. I don't. But I do know that when I make the time to give God the first fruit, I have so much more of a chance of doing it excellently, doing it well, doing it better than what I would do if I do not give God the first fruits. And so it had been a lovely time we had been there, but I still have learned that I give God time. I give Him time to speak into my life, to remind me who I am in Him. And when I do that, and some things come up in my life, I am less likely to fall apart. And I'm definitely not going to eat about it when I make the time to make God where He's supposed to be. And that is number one in my life. And not to just give it lip service. You know, I can talk a good talk about, you know, the love of God and this and that and whatever else, but this is what I know. I don't want to talk a good talk. I want to walk a good walk. I want to believe the love that God has for me, not just talk about, you know, God is great and he's wonderful. Yeah, you know, I'm not making fun of that and making fun of people who are at a point where they're just saying that. I'm just saying that I don't want to be one of those people who can talk a lot about God, but they don't put their trust in him. And I'm one of those people on any given day when I don't make the time to come to the Lord. He says, come to me. Come to me. And then he says, and I will give you rest. And we were talking about that at this morning's meeting. Yes, God does want me to get adequate sleep and take care of my body. But you know, the sleeping and whatever, that can become a type of religion for some people. Some people are more careful about their sleep than they are about having true time with the Lord. And like I've said, that doesn't work for me anymore. It does not work for me anymore. More important than quote unquote adequate sleep for me is adequate time in God's Word. And adequate time in God's Word for me means that the fever has left me. And I can tell you something, this is true, is that when the fever is gone, I get my sleep. I can fall out anywhere. Boom, I'm gone. I'm asleep, you know. I can get it. I'm tired. You know, if I'm tired, my body's tired, it's going to get the sleep that it needs. But since I have been practicing this time, I can almost count on a hand the times when I have forgotten and could not sleep. But even when the times that I have forgotten and could not sleep, God comes back to me very quickly and says, Pat, you need to stop and drop and pray. And, you know, he does that even during the day as well. Because, like I said, I went on one trip and then I went on another trip and I was with family members. And I have history with these family members. And one of the histories that I have is that I get fearful of their temper. I have one of my family members has a temper, and I don't like tempers. I don't like fussing and fighting and whatever and stuff like that. And God does say in his word, he says this in Romans 12:18, he says, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. But this is another thing that I know. God does not want me to compromise who I am in him, you know, for quote unquote peace. And so again, I want to get my marching orders from the Lord. And that's why I want to be in his word at the beginning of the day. And he says, I will give you rest. And that rest for me is all based in that peace and in the truth of who he is and who I am in him. And so he says, learn from me. Learn from me. That's what the Bible is all about. Prayer is so important. I can't tell you how important prayer is. But equally in my heart is being in God's word. Because prayer is how I speak honestly with the Lord. Being in God's word with my heart is how I hear his answers to me. He speaks to me through his word. And if I am not in his word, or if I am giving what I call a light touch to his word, a light touch means that I don't bring my mind and heart to the word. I'm just getting it done, you know, skip, 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 skip. I'm not saying, Father, please fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can take a nugget away. You know, I've learned long time ago, there's lots of things that I am not going to understand in God's word, but there is something that he is going to give me, something that when I go back over it and look over it and think about it with my heart, He will give me something that will help me get through my day. And not just get through it. He will give me something that lets me see that I am His beloved. I am His beloved. And whenever I don't feel like I am His beloved, then that is an indication to me I need to get on those knees. I need to kneel. I need to drop and stop. And, stop playing those games that what the world is teaching is most important. It's not. What He says to me is most important. And usually I won't hear it if I'm not still. If I'm not still, the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. So He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. There's a verse in 1 Peter, and it talks about women. And he says, you know, your beauty should not come from outward adornment. You know, I shouldn't base my worth on, you know, outward adornment. But it comes from a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. So I want to have that gentle and humble spirit, that heart. And if I am also behaving in that way, I'll find rest for my soul. Because God's yoke is easy and His burden is light compared to the heaviness and fear that can descend on me unnoticed at times. And it can come any time. And it can sometimes come because of things that I do and I don't do. But I don't even have to figure it out. I know what the answer is. I was thinking about that this morning because sometimes when I am, when I can feel that stuff descending on me, I do stop, drop, and pray. But sometimes when I write my prayer down. Sometimes that's very helpful because it helps me to see what was going on in my mind. And it was some place, I can't even remember where I wrote it, but I know that that demon was walking all over my backbone, trying to, it was actually yesterday. And I put down, you know, please, Father, take away the anxiety. And what I was anxious about, because I had to check into the airlines, and it's not something that I really know how to do. But it's okay. You know, I don't know anybody who was born knowing how to do check into an airline. People who know how to check into airlines now, they had to learn somewhere. I had to learn, you know. And so I was getting anxious because it was something that I didn't do. I didn't know how to do. But it was okay. I had to get on my knees. I asked the Lord to help me take away my anxiety. And then to not let me sit down and not do it. I needed to do that. And I didn't need to even call somebody and say, can you do this for me? You know, yeah, every once in a while people help me and I can call out to them. But, you know, God says to me a lot, Pat, let me help you. You know, I am the Lord your God. I take hold of your right hand. I say to you, do not fear. I will help you. And there's only one other thing that I just want to say. You know, I have to watch the things that I listen to. And if something is happening around me and it is causing anxiety, I have to have enough courage to move myself out of that situation. Whether that means to go into a room where I can't hear what's going on or what. But I have to be smart enough to know that my peace is worth it. My peace is worth it. But let me pray. Father, thank you so much. You show me I am never alone. Thank you that you remind me. You have told me there is a thing called eternity. And I have been given the key to eternity because I have given my life to Jesus Christ. He is my Savior and He is my Lord. And Father, I don't want to act like someone who does not know you and who does not know about eternal life and who does not believe in it. When I am afraid, Lord, help me to stop and drop and pray. Not once, but how many times it takes for that fever to leave. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I thank you for who I am in you and who you have made me to be. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.